You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's get a little football today. The music is our guide. David, I love this. I'm so glad this is back. This I like.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. Michael.
Yes.
Let's start off Friday night. No, not in East Lansing, but Deion Sanders in Colorado. Can we say that Deion may have misrepresented the truth?
Deion gaslit the media. Here, start with this. He's a moron. Deion had the worst clock management of the weekend. You have the ball with 1:08 left, 2 timeouts, chance to go down the field, tie or win, right?
Mm-hmm.
Run the first play at 1:08. Second play, 45 seconds to go. You got your third snap with 18 seconds. He didn't use timeouts. Post game, he goes out there and gaslights a writer. Oh, I'm pretty sure we got out of bounds a couple of times. No, you didn't. Well, we got a first down on one of those. Also not true. Well, we wanted to use our timeouts when absolutely necessary. You know what? Here's an idea. You have a gold headset and nothing else. Clown. That was the, and again, Cookie showed me this. There are people who have put the game juxtaposed with his comments. That it's one thing to be terrible at your gig. It's another to openly lie and try to gaslight the media. Coaching malpractice Friday night in Boulder. Oh, but he has a gold headset.
You know, they're like cell phone minutes. They roll over.
Yeah, he's got five to open the half next week.
Can we say
yes
that Arch Manning may have been a little overhyped?
100%. And while I'm not giving up on him, that was an embarrassment. He was terrible. And I didn't like Sark's game plan, but guess what? Whether it's wide open tight end, whether it was the crossing route on third down as they're driving the field, he wasn't anything special. Never felt like he was any good. And by the way, you can't run QB sneaks with him. What was that?
No big difference between him and Jalen Hurts. One can squat and he can't.
He was terrible. I thought he was absolutely terrible. And that interception, by the way, that ball was late and underthrown by 7 to 10 yards. It's not acceptable.
Yeah, look, I'm no one to talk, but has he ever squatted at all to get some strength in his legs at
no.
all?
No, because David has a, oh, we'll just do the tush push and we'll get. No, you need a little bit more than that. That's why it works for Philly and not a lot of other teams. It's a guaranteed thing because your quarterback has to be strong. Can we say that LSU is the best team in the country?
I'm okay if you say it. I think Ohio State will have something to say about that, but if we're just, hey, can you discuss it? Yes. Went on the road against a team with an established QB, one of the hardest places to play, doubled them up. Dominated them. Clemson couldn't get an inch on the ground. Nussmeier, he's back. He's in that Heisman conversation. And Brian Kelly, despite malpractice, Brian, what were you doing before halftime? 15 seconds left, no timeouts, 4th and 2. Why are we going for it? Even if you get it, your best case scenario is to run to the line of scrimmage, clock it, and kick the same field goal you could have kicked with 15 seconds. What is wrong with these people?
They always try to outsmart themselves, Michael.
But yes, LSU. It's LSU and OSU. Those are your top two.
from the SEC, Paul?
Yes.
Paul Cott?
I think it's a conversation worth having. I don't disagree with anything Mike had to say about it. It seems like they could be right on that precipice of becoming the best team in the country. I just need more of a sample size, but that was a hell of a week one.
Can we say, stat line, 18 for 23, 213 yards, he threw for 3 touchdowns. Can we say that maybe Dante Moore will be a good fit for Oregon?
No. They played the Montana Ranchers Club. I mean, that's fine, but Rico, they played Montana's. Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
He didn't. I mean, basically, okay. He went out there, followed the script, didn't do anything. Like, Oregon is kind of almost quarterback proof. Like, you just go out there, run the plays.
Well, and look, that with Will Stein there, he's kind of the wonder kid. I think he's like 33 years old, the OC. You're right. Can I see it against opponents with legs?
No, yeah, I'm not. Montana State's not a.
I think
test.
This was Montana.
Yeah. I'm Montana State. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, it's Montana State. You know what? Combine the two, you still don't have a good
pretty
football
much,
team.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm not Jake Butt saying he's going to be a first round quarterback.
Oh, boy.
But maybe he found a good fit there. Can we say Bill Belichick really regrets his decision to unretire?
The game is 10-7. Cutscene, 41-7.
The game is 7-0.
Also, somebody needed to get into the press room and take the balloons down. It looked ridiculous as Bill lost 48-14 and has balloons all around him. He looked like Sister Jean.
Yeah.
Rico, here's the problem. He's 73. This was never a good fit. It doesn't make any sense. And to get bodied by a TCU team that might be a 7-5 unit, good luck, man. I hope the $10 million's worth it. That looked horrific.
I mean, I knew it was over with first play of the second half, 75 yards, and touchdown. I thought the score was 20-7. Like, how did it get to 27? Oh, let me rewind. Oh, there it is. Okay.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay. It's just this. Look, he's a 73-year-old guy who's thinking with the wrong head. What do you want me to tell you? Okay. Good decisions are in short supply for him.
All right. I'm going to need Paul Cott back for this one.
Would it be like Cottbaum or Feinkott? Or yeah. What would we
like
do
Feinkott.
Here?
Feinkott. That looks pretty good.
All right. Paul Feinkott. All right.
Kenny, shave you. You got to shave your head, will you, please?
David, I'm going to need you to bleep that out so it sounds funny, please. Thank you. All right. Next question.
Well done.
Can we say that Alabama is in trouble?
You just hate, and I mean hate, to see that. Oh, no. Poor Alabama. Yes, they're in trouble, and DeBoer should be on the hot seat. We talked about this preseason. A bad start for him is going to be real tough shakes out in Alabama.
I got plenty of stuff wrong this weekend. Nothing more egregious than Alabama. I mean, I thought they were really going to put it together. That's supposed to be a top five O-line. Trash. The defense, I've never seen a Bama defense care less. play less physical. That was just absolute soft garbage. And the best part, what did you do all summer? You think Castellanos was going to come in and grow to be 6'5 and start slinging the ball all over the place? You know what they are. They completed 9 passes on you.
Nothing better than calling your shot and winning.
Oh, my God.
He did. My good ear. Let's go.
No, I know. And, Kenny, you're right. I'd like to apologize for the Alabama-Georgia conversation. Every red flag you could have on a team, Bama has it.
No, you're right, because that Bama team is the same Bama team I saw lose to Michigan on New Year's Day.
Just disinterested.
It's like, guys, we talk about Michigan State in the second half, like Alabama. What did you do over the summer? Did you just go camping? I'm with you. Can we say...
No.
This is a combo meal.
Okay.
That Florida State and Miami are back.
No to Florida State. No. I'm not doing that yet. The Miami thing is more credible. The opponent tried. And Carson Beck, I will admit...
You could say Florida State had a better victory.
I can't.
Okay.
Bama looks like... Look, Kalen DeBoer has lost 5 games as a double-digit favorite in his last 15. Nick Saban lost 4 in his career. I can't. And that confused look, deer in headlights thing. Give me Miami. The Carson Beck slander went too far. How about that? He looked good. I liked the way he played. And Miami's D-line with Bane, dominant, really stood up. Where's caller Rob? I told you not to disappoint me, Rob. You and your stupid little team.
Just you wait on Carson Beck, though. By the way,
I got to do this, too. The whole Sister Jean thing the media does. Can we stop with CJ's mom and let the woman enjoy the game, please? We do not need a CJ Carr mom cam. Mm-hmm. Let the woman enjoy watching her son play. For God's sakes.
You mean the media doing something to overhype a non-player?
I'm going, this poor woman. I mean, technically you could say, wow, it's fair play. She's at the game.
Well, Mike, they're just warming up for the whole Taylor Swift stuff. Did you see the engagement
just
ring?
Just leave her alone and let her enjoy her.
I'm with you.
Son playing.
Right, because if she gets angry and drops an F-bomb, now she's going to have to come out there and apologize because, you know.
What if she went Justice Haynes and flipped the crowd off with a Bible verse on? I don't know.
I've been trying to find out what verse that was.
It's on his eye black. I was looking for you guys to tell me. You're the Bibleologist.
No, I just said that thou shalt flip off your opponent.
Thou shalt use the double bird after
right,
the game.
David, I mean, is that, where is that? Ezekiel?
Joshua, maybe.
Habakkuk, there we go. Nobody ever reads that one. All right, can we say.
Wow.
Nico Iamaliava will be a bust at UCLA.
But I thought in practice, he was doing something that they had never seen before.
Man, it's my favorite. Oh, I love when portaling goes wrong. Oh, I love it. You idiot. You left a playoff caliber team making millions to go play in front of 20 nerds in Westwood and get your cheeks clapped by Devin Dampier and the Utes. The Utes are back, baby.
Woo! Here's the thing.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite game of the weekend.
It's 1 week, but it looks like Tennessee won the trade of the quarterbacks.
Devin Dampier was out there with the back scratcher like my grandma Carmella, and he was just hitting Nico. Yeah. Misbehavior. Woo! Yeah. Woo!
All right.
What was it, 45-10?
Yeah. David, give me one more here.
Hey, Nico, does it look like Neyland Stadium?
No.
Woo-wee!
But it's the Rose Bowl, Mike.
Oh, nice decision, okay. Son.
Speaking of bad decisions, the flip side.
What?
Can we say Matt Patricia was a good hire for
Ohio
State?
Okay. Yeah, you can. Okay? Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I don't want to talk
really
about
want
it.
To say that.
But he's right, and I'm honest with people. Patricia did a nice job there. Ugh. Him and that stupid pencil.
With a laminated card.
He did a great job. He was really changing the picture post-snap for Arch, and Arch bleeped himself. So, yeah, there you go. Congrats. I still hate the guy, but congratulations.
Okay. Well, that's... Can we say that?
Hi, Nico!
97-1.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, Don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.